This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's welcome back to the show, Nikki Jhabvala. Nikki is with The Athletic now. She moved from The Post to The Athletic a few weeks ago. I'm a subscriber to The Athletic. I would urge you to do the same, where you can read Nikki's coverage of the team. You can follow Nikki on X on Twitter, at Nikki, J-H-A-B-V-A-L-A. So let's get right to it, Nikki. You've been out there watching the team all summer. You've been talking to people all summer. What are you expecting? Are you expecting a better team in 2025, a worse team, or something similar to last year's team?
I'm expecting slightly worse. Just because I feel like last year, I didn't really have any expectations. Everything was so new. I mean, the front office was new, coaching staff, quarterback, everything was so new. And the bar was, of course, set very low from the previous season. But this year, I just think they're facing a lot of challenges, the travel, their opponents. You know, everybody, like, and myself has said this as well, you know, everybody has a year of film on Jaden Daniels, but, you know, he also has a year of film on himself and self-scouted and went through all of that. But I just feel like you're starting to see, you know, their bright spots coming in, right? You know where they're deep. You know their strengths after last season. I feel like I was looking more for, okay, what are their weaknesses that defenses or offenses will exploit? And, you know, there are a few. There are a few concerns. They may turn out to be fine and pleasantly surprise me, but there are some concerns. I mean, that one of the biggest to me right now is the receiver depth, the linebacker depth. You know, God forbid anything happens to Frankie Louvu or Bobby Wagner. I don't feel great about that group right now. And I just don't know what the defense will really look like. You know, they built that line to try to stop the run, but will they actually stop the run? We didn't really see a whole lot in camp, so it's hard to know.
So you've identified, you know, a couple of your concerns, you know, wide receiver depth, defense, stopping the run in particular, which of course was a major issue last year, which they still week in and week out somehow overcame, including in two playoff games. What are you confident in terms of their strengths?
The quarterback, hands down. I mean, he's very good, obviously. He was good last year, very good last year. And I think he's only gotten better. You know, will he, you know, have success at the same pace that he did last year? Probably not. I mean, a lot of that was just, you know, you can't do that year after year. But I just think he's a very smart quarterback who has, you know, insane physical gifts as well. You just don't find that every day. You know, this is the type of quarterback that teams are chasing. And they got one. So, yeah, obviously quarterback with Jaden Daniels. I think their secondary is really good. There's an if in all that. If Marshawn Lattimore can stay healthy,
right.
He looks more like the cornerback he did a few years ago. Obviously did not look anything like that last year with the hamstring injury. And, I mean, I think he had as many penalties as games played last year. So if he can stay healthy, I think that group is really good and deep. The safeties especially. Jeremy Rees, I think, gets better every year. He had a lot of plays in camp. So I think you don't feel like you're going from starters and then a steep drop-off to the reserves in the secondary, which is obviously what you want at every position, but I feel like they're especially deep. I think Trey Amos, the rookie corner, is very good. Not what you would expect in a rookie corner. And, you know, there have been a lot of issues with corners with this franchise in recent years, especially a rookie corner. But he's very polished. His technique is sound. His eyes are where they need to be. He just plays like a veteran. So I think Lattimore and Amos as a tandem could be really dangerous. And, you know, you have Sanders still, who plays more confidently after a year with this team. He's back in the slot. I think he's quite good. And seems to get along well with everybody in the secondary. You know, the communication is good back there. And Quan Martin, I still think, is like one of the more underrated players on this team and the league in general. I just think he's a really good player. And he too seems to get better with every season. And it may not always be the flash that you see with other positions, but he's a quarterback back there. And he deserves more praise than he's probably getting.
All right. The first part of your answer was the quarterback. You wrote recently, Jaden got better. How did he get better?
So when I was talking to him, he was saying how he went back to California, obviously, and rewatched a bunch of his film. This was something that Bobby Wagner encouraged him to do. In college kids just generally don't do this. Most just aren't into heavy film study, not nearly as much as they are in the pros, I feel like. But he went back and really studied his film and tried to find the things that defenses would exploit. And one of them, of course, which has been talked about, is the footwork. Just make it more seamless as he's getting in and out, and, you know, if to help with the run game and pass game, you know, you can see it too when you're out there. I'm trying to describe it without sounding like a moron.
It's all right. Yeah.
But it does look more seamless and helps with velocity too. I mean, it all works together. So he feels like that's been better. And just his overall command of the offense, you know, having a year within it, I think he feels more confident to tell Cliff Kingsbury, all right, I like this, I don't want this. And, you know, to his leadership too, you see it on the field. There was that one now infamous play during training camp where, you know, he sent one of his receivers off the field after he false started and, you know, turned to the sideline with the coaches and said, give me somebody else. You know, not a rookie's generally not going to do that, right? He's the new guy stepping in with veterans, but in year two, you can see him really making a concerted effort to really become the face of the franchise.
Yeah, I had Quinn on the show last week, and I asked him about, you know, the thing that fans and media people talk about a lot, you know, when there's a great player or a great offense that's new, you know, just give defensive coordinators an offseason and they'll figure out a way to slow that offense down or slow that player down. And I asked Quinn if that's, you know, a thing, you know, within the league, or is that something that just fans talk about, and he dismissed it, you know, pretty quickly and said, yeah, that's not really a narrative that we have in our league. But I also got the sense that one of the reasons he answered it that way is he's got a generational talent at quarterback, and it really doesn't matter what people do in the off season to try to figure him out. He's too good and he'll be one step ahead. I'm wondering if you've gotten the sense from him, from Kingsbury, from, you know, the offensive coaching staff, if the expectation is like the opposite of a sophomore slump, like they think he is going to have a big step forward season.
Yes, I think they fully believe that. And I think he believes it. He's not really the type to I guess, show it. I mean, he's insanely humble for the things he's done and where he's been. I mean, he came in a pro after playing at LSU. I mean, let's be real. He was a pro coming in. So, yeah, I think they fully believe it. I think they've seen it, too. I think for us from afar, it's been a little bit more difficult to see. Well, it's not been more difficult. I think you don't see the full picture of the offense just because a lot of it was missing.
Right.
You know, with Terry and Noah Brown being out and Sam Cosmi is still out and Brandon Coleman out for a stretch. So it didn't look, the offense didn't look anything like it did last season, anything. And you know, to amateur eye, you may think, all right, well, he's not that good. I mean, look at this offense. Well, no, he is quite good. It's sort of the pieces around him that aren't really falling into place. But, you know, I just think there's just something that's different about him. It's a confidence. It's by no means an arrogance. He does not have a shred of arrogance in him. I think he's just naturally himself. And you don't see that in a 20-something generally.
Right.
You don't. I mean, they're still figuring life out, right? But he's just naturally himself on the field, and other guys sense it, and it seems to have sort of this calming presence on the field, and guys relate to him, and he's can naturally be a leader in his way. It doesn't feel forced, and you know, he can do these insane athletic things, but it doesn't feel like he's always trying to make the big play. He's not afraid to take the check down. So I don't. I feel like things just seem natural to him.
Yeah, I mean, what you're also describing, I'm wondering if it has extended to, if you've seen, because you've talked about sort of the way he naturally leads, it's not forced. Have you seen an increase? I don't know how players in that locker room could be any more confident in the quarterback position than they were in Detroit, you know, in the divisional round of the postseason. But do you sense like an increasing confidence that, oh my God, this guy's ready to light the league up again?
I guess yes, because I don't want to say no either. It's not like they lack confidence in him. I just don't think they see it that way. I just think
they just like him.
After last, no. I think they've always had like a really high level of confidence.
Right.
In him.
Yeah.
A lot of it is they see the way he works. You know, it's not like this guy just was born with this talent and wow, he's, you know, a savant. He really works at it. I mean, he's still the first one in the building, and he's, you know, he's always, from what they say, he's always trying to find ways to get better, and I think they really respect that. And he takes advice. He takes coaching. And I think that's why the veterans really respect him. You know, Bobby Wagner will tell him stuff, and he'll do it, you know? He wants to learn from them. And for a player who has already reached sort of the peak as a rookie, you don't always see that, you know. Like I think we've seen here in this franchise where, you know, you have one good rookie season and maybe you're, you know, you lose a little bit of that humility and you're not as good the next year.
Yeah.
I can think of one player where we've seen that.
Yes.
You don't see that in him. You just see, you know, even more hunger to get better. And that's where I think that confidence comes from with his teammates.
Will Terry be ready for Sunday for a normal, you know, game load of you know, snap count?
I think he believes he will be, yeah. I mean, it's not like he, you know, was totally out of shape coming into this. It was more to, you know, get into football shape and hitting and whatnot. But, I mean, they didn't do much hitting in this camp at all anyway. So
yeah.
It was a very light training camp. Surprisingly so, in some ways.
You know, we're a week now since, actually over a week. It was a week ago yesterday that the news broke that Terry had reached an agreement with the team. We've learned a lot about that deal, and it was a lot different than the agent sort of presented it in those first few hours. Do you think he's solid on this, that he's happy, that that he, I mean, he's a pro's pro anyway, right, Nikki? Even if he had played on this last year of his deal, I think we would have gotten the best of Terry McLaurin. But what do you think his overall takeaway from the last few months is?
That's a good question. And I don't feel like we've gotten clarity on that totally.
Yeah.
I think he's happy that they extended something to him. Like, it wasn't just a hard no. I mean, I do agree with Adam Peters that they didn't have to do this. You know,
right.
He had a year. They didn't have to do this. And I think you can take some solace in the fact that they did want to do this, and they said they wanted to do this back in March. But is it the deal he wanted from the outset? Absolutely not. I mean, I'm so glad you brought this up, because one of my stories is going to be on this, so thank you.
Well, the reason I brought it up, I've been thinking about it the last couple of days, and I even watched him in that press conference very closely, and my gut is that they're not thrilled. You know,
I don't see how they could be.
Yeah.
It's essentially a one-year extension.
Right.
And really,
And it was such, it's so far from what they wanted. Yet, I don't know how you think and believe. I've been saying all summer, if it ends up being $50 million guaranteed and it's less than that, you got to take it. You'll never have this opportunity again.
Yes. And I think they knew that much. So you got to take it. I would not have taken the approach that Terry and his agent took, and I understand why they took it. He's the agent, he's the client, it's their prerogative to approach this as they wish and they feel is best for them. I don't know that it wouldn't have been the right play for me. I'm all for players getting every penny they can, especially in this game where you don't know what you'll be left with physically and mentally, right? You should get every penny you can. But this one, some of it just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Like, you know, beginning training camp as a holdout only to hold in 4 days later. Like, it doesn't send a consistent message if that's what you're going for. And, you know, ultimately they have more leverage, you know, because you'll end up being a 31-year-old receiver on the free market. Otherwise, it just, on the free agent market, it just, some of it didn't make a ton of sense. And then, you know, I know he's all for the fans, and I respect the heck out of him for that. He's done a lot in the community and deserves all of that. To come out and do the signing with the fans, you know, four times, some of it just didn't feel natural, I would say. But again, you know, they got to do things the way they think is right. And do I think this is a deal they want? Absolutely not. I know it wasn't. We know what they were asking for. Right. It was not this. He's, you know, is he going to do better as a 31-year-old free agent? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, the question is, will the disappointment manifest itself in a way that ends up being, you know, non-productive? I don't think he's that type of player. I totally agree. That's why if he had played the last year on the contract, I still think he would have gone out and been Terry McLaurin. All right, let's talk defense, and in particular, run defense. You mentioned earlier in the conversation that, you know, the concern areas for you are depth at wide receiver, defense, run defense. I think run defense in particular, defense overall, is probably the biggest mystery, the biggest concern for everybody, despite the additions and changes defensively. Do you have a sense, even though it's a concern area for you, do you have confidence, not a sense, but confidence that they will be improved in that area with the changes they have made, especially up front?
Yes. Oh, God, I hope so. I mean, they were, 30th against the run last year? So, yes, I think it will be improved. And I think we saw glimpses of it in camp and preseason. The sample size is just so small. I mean, I think the most we saw the starters on the field together was at the joint practice in New England. I mean, the starters played all of 10 snaps in preseason. So I we've seen glimpses of it, and I think they will be better. It's just, will they have that consistency, and will they hold up against Saquon Barkley, who's going to wreck a defense no matter what? Just, you hope it's not to the degree that it was last year.
Yeah, they face, you know, right now, who knows what it'll look like when they get there, but they face much better offensive football teams and a lot of great backs once again, like they did last year. All right, two more, and I'll let you run. Who's the player that you've kind of identified as a player that will end up contributing a lot more than most fans think he will?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going through the roster in my head right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Von Miller? I mean, but do people not think he's going to contribute much? I don't.
Well, if you said he's going to have 12, 13 sacks, I think people would be surprised about that.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll hit that many, yeah. But I mean, I could see him leading the team in sacks. Sure.
Do you want me to give you a couple of options here, since you don't have the roster in front of you?
Help me along.
All right. Yeah. Jordan McGee. I think people
are. I want to see the rookie running back.
I know, but people.
But
I think people are already expecting it. Yes, I agree with that. Yeah. I think people are already expecting it. Javon Kinlaw.
They gotta be expecting that, right? Top free agent signing.
I know, but will he be Javon? Will he be have the best year of his career? What'd you say?
Well, okay, that's fair. That's fair. I'll give you that one.
So I didn't give you good options, is what you're saying. That's fine. but I'm thinking of the players. I'll give you one. This is a guy that I'm high on this year because he played very well at the end of last year, and I don't think anybody would answer he'll lead the team in sacks or be close to it. Dorrance Armstrong.
Oh, I like that one. He had a really good camp. He looked really good. I like Dorrance. I would go with that. I'm going to give you two. Okay. I go Dorrance Armstrong. I'm also going to go with John Bates. John Bates, I mean, he does a lot of dirty work.
Yeah.
But I actually think he could get involved more in the pass game. And I think if people watch more closely, like, he is involved in a lot of plays. He was the one that was blocking on two of the biggest runs in that Bengals.
Cincinnati game, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going, yeah, let's go Bates and Armstrong.
Those are good ones. You know what? I lied. I have one other question before I ask you for your final, you know, record prediction. You know, I was talking to Ben about this morning on radio. Are they going to actually have four running backs active on Sunday? Because I was thinking about this over the weekend. McNichols and Eckler, you know, will be up because McNichols plays special teams. Is it possible that a big surprise on Sunday is that old Bill is inactive?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I also think it's possible he's active and Chris Rodriguez is inactive.
Right.
I think you kind of have to, I guess, depending on your needs, but, like, you know, you got to sacrifice somewhere if you're going to keep four up. So, you know, who you putting down? Do you want to sacrifice a lineman? That seems risky. I would expect them to have three up, and, you know, especially in time of injury, but I could see where either of those are down.
All right. What do you think happens in 2025? What's your final record prediction? Are you doing this yet? Am I beating you to the punch on this because you're going to save it for your readers?
No, I already did it.
Okay.
So I went 8-9.
8-9?
I know. I feel like such a pessimist. But I think that the travel alone is brutal this year. It's brutal for me anyway.
It's brutal for you. L.A., Madrid. What else? Those are the long trips.
Green Bay on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a two-and-a-half-hour flight, three-hour flight.
Hey, I'm old.
No, you're not old.
I'm thinking about me.
You're not old.
But no, they go Atlanta and then L.A. in consecutive weeks.
Right.
And then the back end of the schedule is, why do they always get all these divisional games in the back end? And it's, I mean, I guess the Cowboys are not what the Cowboys were a week ago. But yeah, I don't think it's not a great schedule.
Eight and nine. Nikki's got eight and nine, but you know what? You're out there. I mean, you might be right. You might be right. And you'd be
trying to temper expectations, you know?
You've done that. thank you, as always. Hope you're well and hope the new gig at The Athletic's going well.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Nikki Javala, everybody. That was from my conversation yesterday, which is why you heard me reference Ben in the morning. Ben is on with us Mondays and Fridays yesterday because we didn't have a show on Monday. It's a busy week, fun week. We've got major predictions coming up before the end of this hour. Our AFC division winners, wild card teams, championship team, and a lot more. I would recommend, if you've been thinking about new windows, Window Nation, whether you have old drafty windows or cheap builder grade windows, now is the best time to replace those windows. Protect your home ahead of the fall and winter weather. Get replacement windows from Window Nation, top quality, energy efficient windows from a trusted company at a reasonable price. Will save you money and end up making your home look much nicer. And right now, Window Nation's offering their most popular deal of the year. Buy two, get two free with no money down, no payments, and no interest for two full years. You won't pay anything until the year 2027. You can trust Window Nation. They've got an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau. They've got over 45,000 five-star reviews. They've got a 96% customer satisfaction rating. They get it done quickly, a day or less for your new windows, an hour or less for your free in-home estimate, and that is the first step. Call them now at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com before the end of the month to qualify for this great sale. Mention my name. I promise you they'll take really good care of you. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com for 50% off. Buy two, get two free, and nothing owed for 2 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, Dan Quinn is getting started with his Wednesday presser. Remember, this is the first practice day in preparation for the Giants, although they've been doing it for a while. Let's go out live to Ashburn to listen to the head coach.
Yeah, good to see everybody. We got real microphones. Man, we're moving on up. It's awesome. As we're gearing up for the season, to begin, my thoughts really have been, they keep coming back to identity. And as fun as last year was, I don't think an identity is fully formed in 1 year. And you add players and that, you know, fully develops over time. But beginning this Sunday, it's about how we play. And I like to be bold and aggressive and be strong, you know, in these winning time moments that we work. But that has to be constant. And we need to live it over and over as we're going through it. And so that's what I want to see this week, you know, getting that identity together and how we want to get down all the time. And so I want to still this week see it and every week from hereafter. But that's the one thought that keeps coming into my mind, you know, through the camp and into the start of the season. And it just, you just want to see that over and over. And so that was my one thought, and get rocking with you guys.
Hey, Dan, speaking of identity and what happened last year, Jaden obviously had a big year, a lot to deal with in the offseason. You know, guys can kind of go different directions. How have you seen him handle all this, and how can that help him going into this year?
Yeah, you guys have been around him enough to know that, like, he has a rare focus about him, and the best players I've been around have had that, you know, through my years. And so I think he sees it more of, like, opportunity, John, to say, all right, I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna go find ways to improve and get better. And so that's what I see, you know, throughout the off season with him coming into training camp. But he just keeps this focus about him that is really rare. And the best of the best have that. And that's what he does not back off of that. And he doesn't look too far down the line, which I really appreciate. He just, man, we're going to throw good practice. You know, he just doesn't get too far, you know, out over his skis. And I think that's one of the things I really admire about him.
The running back situation, how do you feel like that can break down? I'm sure you don't want to give away all your plans, but just how do you assess that group going into this game?
Yeah, you loved having some versatility, you know, with the group. And I think it's no big, you know, secret what Austin can provide in space and getting the ball in that way. That's one of his superpowers. So as we're growing that, I think it'll take, you know, some time, John, to get into that space and who's excellent in what spaces and how do we do that. But I don't think that's in one game. But I do like this group. I really do. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. They all bring, you know, some things to the table that's unique, special teams roles, offensive roles, and that's what I like about it. That's our job to find the strengths and pull them out of these guys and see what they can do. And it's a fun part of the process of coaching too.
With the guys that returned last week, Terry, Noah, I know Brandon played in the last preseason game, but just in his return too, do you expect them to be, you know, full go on Sunday? Do you expect them to have any limitations?
Yeah, right now we'll go a full week of practice with them. And so Brandon and Terry is about as full, you know, as they can get into this spot, the workloads, what we've hit on with them. So they'll get their normal amount, you know, of practice and going into that. But, yeah, they're both doing, you know, really strong in that way.
And I have a non-football question.
Bring it.
Just with everybody back in the building, you know, all the changes that have been made to the facility, how does that help you guys, the locker room, everything like that?
I think it helps to know that, like, in the spring it was, you know, like, we didn't know what could be, you know, here. We were, you know, in trailers for lockers and lots of shower pills that, you know, it was just, it was rough. But we thought, you know, what could be through Josh of, you know, creating a, you know, championship environment. Now, all that said, it's as nice as everything is, it's still the people here that make it. And I think that's one thing that It's a lesson I'll never forget. You know, it can be a shiny or nice, but man, it is the people when you play a team. So when you combine them both, then it, you know, kind of gives on both of those. There's also a lot of like recovery equipment that the team invested in. And so that's one thing that the players have really benefited from, the different modalities that they have. That's, it's really strong in that way. So when we create those times that they have, man, that whole area is really full. So that's one thing that's a real benefit from a physical side.
Dan, as you, every season knits itself together differently, but first four games, I know you take it in quarters. Like, what do you hope this group can kind of start to stitch together this first quarter of the season?
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point. I agree with you that as – you know, the team's forming, you're starting to find what people's strengths are, what needs more development, and that's kind of the constant massaging. I think early on, I want it to go only this way, and then you learn, no, man, like, you have to navigate those as it goes. But going into the space, I want to make sure, like, our play style and attitude is right, you know, the way that we cover kicks. I love this group, the way they can play and fast. I want to make sure our tackling is on point. I want to make sure we do the things, you know, at the end of the halves and the end of the games that give us chances to win. So each week we talk about, you know, what do we need to do to win this game? And it's not the same every week, but there's so much unknown in the beginning of a season that it takes a few times to really find roles, see where they go, and then develop into those roles, because it may not be what you had thought at, you know, May 5th. And now that you're here in September, okay, this is where it's going to be. And now how do you really go nail those roles?
Morning, Coach. You referenced during the final training camp practice Mamba time. Is that a phrase that comes from you? Is that comes from the players? And what is Mamba time?
Sure. It is a specific game management time. So, yeah, we don't want to be in it very often. But you'd be down by more than one score. And so how do you get back in the fight quickly and then – kick a field goal or try to get points before a certain time threshold, so then you don't have to rely on, at the end of the game, a score and an onside kick. You know, so say you're down by 9 points, there might be a time at 2:50 that you want to go kick the field goal, kick it off, play defense, get it back. So it's a strategy that we have to put ourselves through. I think early on in my coach career, I didn't want to talk about, you know, 4 minute or losing or Mamba time, but the hell with that, that's going to happen. And you want to find ways to go fight and be ready for it. But it was a term that we had come up with last year. I think it was Baltimore. We were in the space like that, kicked a field goal to the end. And so I think so many times we've all seen the offense keep trying to go down and score, and then there's 30 seconds left, the onside kick. We know the percentages aren't so good for that. So we just said that sometimes you may have to fight to get a score before the time threshold takes a hold of you. So that's what Mamba time is.
Dan, to your right. Nick, you mentioned the locker room, which is like a commitment to the players, showing that,
yes,
that you care about their well-being. I wonder if that's part of making this place a destination, and what you heard from free agents or even like Debo, who you traded for, about being excited to come here because of what you are building.
Yeah, and that really is from Josh first. And a championship environment, it's a lot of things. You know, it's the attitude, it's the people, it's the space. And I think you're showing regard for the players in that sense, to make sure the locker room, and I want you guys to see the meeting rooms as well, you know, from a learning environment, what that could be. So could we make the areas where the players are spending, you know, the most of their time really strong for them? And but that's really from Josh. You know, hey, I really want to send the message of, like, this is how we're going to do business moving forward. And it did make a big difference for sure.
Dan, you're a defensive line guy. What stands out about the Giants' defensive front?
A lot. And I think the speed, I really am impressed by that. I like the action. I like, you know, their investment into that group. They've got, you know, Dexter, who's got great size and power, and they got speed out on the edges. So I think probably the combination of the two is what I like about them. When you have three jets that you can use in different spots, you can try to create matchups to do that. And so I sense that's, you know, where they're headed, but it's a really strong group.
from the last game to now for the head coach? Has it been a long time, or did it go quickly for you in what you guys tried to accomplish here from Eagles to now?
Eagles game, yes. Thank you for not bringing up the other ones, yes. Like most things, there's a process, you know, that you want to go through to get there. And the after actions are important. You don't want to lose the pain of a game like that. So there was lessons that you wanted to take from it. You hear us talk about turnover margins so often that, you know, maybe like, oh, again, but it's such an important part of what we do. But then, Chick, then it was about, we met after the season. I can still remember sitting with Adam and talking to so many players about coming back who were free agents. And I think that's when it clicked for me. I think you're so often you're just in the fight, but then it came to me, they want to be part of this. They recognize an identity started, and friends and family may have asked, like, how do you, you know, replicate that or duplicate that, and ask questions. And you guys ask that question a lot too. But my response to them was, I don't want to replicate it. I want to build off it. And I want this to be the start of it. And that's why the identity piece, Chick, was so important for me, because it's the growing of it and the building of it. But it was probably in that moment in the after the loss about, we met with the X number of players that were unrestricted free agents, and you could just feel that to come back. And so to Adam and his team to get so many of those guys back into the mix, then trades, then to that, it took a lot of time and effort to connect to all the players. But it's been also a lot of fun to get to know some of these new guys. Like coaching Debo is fun, and Kinlaw and Will Harris, and getting to know Jonathan Jones, how thoughtful he is about playing and why he's been so good. And so I could name a number of guys, but those are just a few that come to mind. I love the draft part of an off season because you learn about the players, you learn what unique things they are, and then training camp is getting your team ready. So it's been a lot, but I think of it like in these bite-sized spots, this and then into this and then into this. And I don't think of it in the totality. When I was doing the free agency, I wasn't thinking about the draft, and I wasn't thinking about training camp. I just try to really stay in that space and live in it. I don't want to miss it.
You've been listening to Dan Quinn's Wednesday press conference. Mamba time. Mamba time is down by more than one score at the end. And I went back through after hearing that. They had a couple of those games. He talked about the Baltimore game. The Dallas game at home was really the game in which Mamba time and leaving enough time on the clock to avoid an onside kick. You've got to think in this day and age, because of the long shot of recovering an onside kick, you've got to think about getting that first score with enough time on the clock, along with your timeouts, to get the ball back on offense, because you're just not, more likely than not, going to get it back on an onside kick. But they kicked a field goal with a minute 40 to go on second down to make it 27-20 in the Cowboy game, and they got the ball back, and they scored on an 86-yard touchdown pass. But that damn Austin Seibert missed the extra point. I thought, for the most part, last year they did a pretty good job, you know, of managing those situations. A lot of teams don't do it well, I thought that they did it, for the most part, pretty well. I think one of the interesting situations in football is when a team is down 8 and it's referred to as a one-possession game, and the team then treats it like it's a one-possession game, when the probability is it's a two-possession game, because two-point conversions are, across the board, league-wide, less than 50%. Now, some teams are higher than 50, and some teams are much lower than 50. But more teams, a lot of teams, don't treat that down 8 final drive like it's still a two-possession game, when it is more likely than not a two-possession game. All right, when we come back, we will finish up the show with our first of 2 days of NFL 2025 predictions. We will focus on the AFC when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we're going AFC 2025 predictions. Tomorrow we'll do NFC. Friday we will focus on our team. But in our NFC predictions tomorrow, you're going to hear from me a lot about our team. So AFC division winners, here it goes. AFC East, I do have Buffalo winning the AFC East. Pittsburgh is going to shock and win the AFC North, beating out both Baltimore and Cincinnati. I like Houston to win the AFC South again. I know that there's a lot of Jacksonville talk, and I'm a Trevor Lawrence guy. I think it's going to have to happen at some point, and it will happen at some point. But first year of this super young coach with the 21-year-old general manager, or however old he is, I don't see Jacksonville doing it year one. And then I've got the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are better, and I think the Chiefs are hungry offensively. This was not, last year a great year offensively, and yet they won 15 games. Basically, they only lost one because they didn't play any of their starters in the season finale, and they got to the Super Bowl where that offense was completely shut down by Philadelphia. So those are the four division winners. In the AFC, I've got Baltimore, Cincinnati, and the Chargers as wild cards. So I don't really have what I usually have, which is one or two shockers. Other than, I don't think a lot of people will have Pittsburgh winning the AFC North. By the way, my seeding, Kansas City is a one seed, and then it's Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Houston, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and the Chargers, 2-7 in the AFC. Max, go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to start off with my division winners. The Bills are my division winner out of the AFC East. AFC North, I'm taking the Ravens. I think that defense is going to be incredibly solid. I know you feel the same way about Pittsburgh's, but I feel like the Ravens are just going to be head and shoulders above. Texans out of the AFC South, and then I refuse to doubt Patrick Mahomes. I thought about it, really did, but I can't do it. My wild cards are going to be, I got two teams coming out of the AFC North. I am going with the Steelers and the Bengals. And then I'm going with a different AFC West team than you. Give me the Broncos making the playoffs in the wild card.
Okay. So, you know, you and I both only have one new playoff team in the AFC playoffs from a year ago, which is really dangerous because usually there is more than one new one. We both have the Bengals in. I have the Broncos out, and you have the Chargers out in that scenario. All right. AFC postseason. I have advancing to the AFC title game, Pittsburgh playing at Arrowhead in the AFC title game with the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl. I think the Chiefs are very dangerous this year. I think Mahomes felt like, you know, it was not a great year for him, wasn't a great year for them offensively. They have added to the offensive line. By the way, it's going to be one of those situations where we look back on this draft and we wonder whether or not Washington made the right decision with Connerly Jr. and then the Chiefs selecting Josh Simmons, because apparently Simmons has blown people away in Kansas City offseason and summer. We'll see long term how it works out. But I have the Chiefs going back to another Super Bowl out of the AFC. What do you have?
Man, it's so tough to doubt the Chiefs. And I you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to doubt Patrick Mahomes' ability to make it to the Super Bowl. I know this is going to kill me. I can see the guillotine coming towards my head, but give me the Ravens and the Bills in the AFC title matchup. I think the Ravens are going to beat them. I'm very high on Lamar this year. I mean, the season he had last year was absolutely incredible. I mean, he should have won the MVP, but the year prior, Josh Allen should have won it. So I understand. We're just flip-flopping at this point. But give me the Ravens. I'm taking them in the AFC as the AFC title winner. I think they beat the Bills. I think something happens with the Chiefs around playoff time. Rashee Rice is going to be back, but I just don't think it's going to be enough. Give me the Ravens and the Bills. Ravens win the AFC.
The level of consistency year in and year out now for basically a half decade, if not a little bit longer, about 5 years, of Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore at the top of the AFC. It's really remarkable. It's so hard to sustain it, you know, in the NFL year in and year out. And those three programs have been consistently at the top of the conference, and no one thinks differently heading into this year. And really, that next tier, you know, if you want to go Pittsburgh, Chargers, Texans, that doesn't change that much. We'll have the NFC picks. We'll see if there's any, you know, significant, you know, surprises in our NFC picks. But I've got the Chiefs over the Steelers in the AFC Championship game, with the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl. And Max has the Ravens over the Bills in the Super Bowl. The Ravens over the Bills making the Super Bowl. All right, a couple of more AFC predictions. We're going to go with an overperforming team, an underperforming team, and then a big AFC bold prediction. So my overperforming team are going to be is the Steelers. I think Pittsburgh can win 11 games this year. I am really riding this idea, and I could be dead wrong because he may fall off the cliff, you know, at 42 years old or whatever it is. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers was bad last year. I did think Aaron Rodgers looked a lot like Aaron Rodgers. I think he can be a top half of the league starting quarterback in 2025. 5. And if that's true, the Steelers are going to be a much better football team. They win 9 every year with Mike Tomlin and no quarterback. So I think the Steelers are going to overperform expectations. And I think underperforming for me, I think the Patriots are getting a lot of discussion for a team in the first year of a coaching staff and the second year of a quarterback that still the jury is out on. I liked Drake May coming out. I did not love him. I liked Penix Jr. more. I certainly liked Jaden a lot more than Drake May, but I never disliked Drake May, and I think he can be can become a really good NFL quarterback, but I'm not sure. And people, you know, their over-under is 8.5. That's unbelievable after 4 wins last year. So there's a lot of expectation that New England's going to be a surprise team. I think they're going to underperform that expectation. And then my AFC bold prediction, Aaron Rodgers makes it to the Pro Bowl as an AFC quarterback. That's saying a lot when you've got Burrow, Mahomes, Jackson, Herbert, Stroud, etc. Aaron Rodgers makes the Pro Bowl. You're overperforming, underperforming, and bold prediction for the AFC.
All right, my overperformer, it's not going to be a playoff team, but this team is going to outperform expectations. I've got the Titans overperforming. I think I'm going to
I like that one.
I'm going to take their win total, too. I'm going to take over on the win total. It's 5.5. I really like Cam Ward. I think he's going to like bring some actual change to the Titans, which we haven't seen in forever. So that's going to be a huge thing. And then my underperforming team, the Miami Dolphins. I just can't do it anymore. I can't foresee it. I think Tua is cooked. Tyreek is checked out. Mike McDaniel is furious, and he's not normally a guy that gets pissed off. So, give me the Dolphins under win total. That's going to be 7.5. And then my big prediction out of the AFC, a lot of people are talking about Ashton Jeanty being Offensive Rookie of the Year. Give me Cam Ward, Offensive Rookie of the Year. That's my bold prediction for the AFC.
I like the Titans stuff. I like the Cam Ward stuff. I'm a fan, too, of Cam Ward. I think that, I don't know if it'll be this year, but I think, you know, 5 years from now, minimum, we'll be talking about a really good NFL quarterback, and probably sooner than that. All right, I will have the bets that I've made, my season over-under prop bets. I've actually made 3 of them. I've got 2 left to make. I'm just waiting for a much better price. I'll have that tomorrow. We'll have our NFC predictions tomorrow. Chris Russell's up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.